T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny.
Celebrity Trash brought to you by Tahoe Blue Vodka.
Oh, yummy. Tahoe Blue Vodka, official sponsor of actually the Giants, the 49ers.
Use that.
Get it? Me. Bevmo, Rayleigh's, Knob Hill. You'll love it.
Other fine retailers.
That's right.
Tahoe Blue. Very refreshing.
It is.
As beautiful as the lake itself.
Mm-hmm. Made from water of Lake Tahoe.
Mm. That makes sense.
Tahoe Blue.
I get that on this show, especially, I'm the only person who cares about this, but oh my God, I actually started crying this morning as I was watching.
You did not.
The Downton Abbey trailer.
Oh, for crying out
You're
loud.
Right. You are the
you
only
are
one.
You are the
cares.
Only one.
I wasn't bawling or anything like that.
Just, I don't care about that. What's
just
wrong
my,
with you?
My eyes stinged a little, and then I teared up. I was like, oh, I can't wait to see this. So I love it so much. The film is set in 1927. And according to the trailer, the plot revolves around the King and Queen of England coming to the estate for a visit. I just love this family.
So the TV show is becoming a film.
It is. It's been off for a couple years now. Mm-hmm. But they've got the whole cast back, and it's quite a long trailer, too. Like, they literally show the whole movie.
I'm When's
like,
that
oh,
out?
I can't wait to see. Let me see if I have a date here. It's September 20th.
Oh.
So just right around the corner. All we have to do is wait through the summer. So,
well, maybe you could see it and review it for us.
Oh my God, great idea.
Yeah.
I'll do a movie review.
Okay.
I'm sure Hooman will go with me.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure he will too.
Yeah.
He enjoys hanging around with me, being with me.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good time together.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'll like that. So we did put the trailer up at Radio the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page.
Correct, yes.
Actually, we put all these trailers up because I have a couple things I want to get to here. First of all, that new Quentin Tarantino movie.
Yes.
Oh, God, I can't wait.
Oh, my God. So there's a trailer. It's extended. It looks really good. It looks light, actually, and weird because they show Manson in it. And because the story is basically that it's this actor who's kind of like a washed up actor and his stunt double. Mm-hmm. And they live next door to the Sharon Tate house,
mm-hmm.
which wasn't her husband,
Polanski.
Roman Polanski.
Mm-hmm.
And he might even be portrayed in this. I'm not sure who Al Pacino's playing, but anyway, because he plays like a director. So Margot Robbie as Sharon Tate, that was the one thing that Sharon Tate's actual real-life sister, Deborah Tate, was worried about, that she, you know, wanted to make sure that Margot Robbie was going to do justice to her sister, who she said was so sweet.
Al Pacino plays Marvin Schwartz.
Oh, okay. So
not, I'm not familiar right. with.
So, let's see. She's been supportive of the portrayal. I guess there was one particular scene where Sharon Tate goes up to a box office to buy a ticket for a movie that she's in, and she actually had said to the, like, I'm in this movie. Like, that's me right there on the poster. So it's quite a long trailer. And if you're a Quentin Tarantino fan, you're going to watch this trailer.
I am,
you got to check it out.
And I will watch it.
And we've got it up at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So
it's not on RadioAlice.com. It has to be. Everything's
I'm sure,
there.
I'm sure it will be.
All right.
But you can certainly search for the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page there. And for those of you with kids, and even not for kids. I mean, look, I love the Toy Story movies. Love them.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a fourth one, and we've got the final trailer. This is, let's see, in exactly 1 month it's hitting theaters is what it looks like here. Toy Story 4 is coming out, and the final trailer is out. And you can see that as well at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And I'm looking down the gullet of all the Game of Thrones stuff. I put it off, but there are a couple funny things. So I'll just end with this. The top 20 highest rated shows of the TV season. The number one that wasn't sports, I should say,
mm-hmm.
was The Big Bang Theory.
Oh, sure. How many?
Well, this is for the whole season. So these were the biggest shows this past season.
I thought you meant the finale.
No, it averaged about 17 million. Mm. Let's see. I do have the numbers. Let's see. Big Bang's finale scored 23.44 million viewers after adjusting for DVR. Most watched non-sports program of the season. Mm. Sunday Night Football was the big winner with an average of 19 million people. NCIS was third. Thursday Night Football was fourth. Young Sheldon was fifth.
So all good
about Big Bang and Young Sheldon. And then I went through the whole list, and unfortunately, Survivor wasn't on there. But
what did you say about Thursday Night Football?
Thursday Night Football this past season was the
fourth
highest ranked show. And I guess they call the season September to May?
I don't know.
I'm not
sure.
Makes
sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Although it seems like they run it in two sections or something. I'm not even sure how the seasons work on TV anymore. It seems so. It used to be just started in September, ended the next
summer.
Yeah,
and then there's these mid-season replacement things. I don't really understand how that works.
Right. And some things, you know, like Walking Dead, you get like 8 episodes in the end.
Where's the rest?
Right. The rest of the season's like coming up at some point. So there's your trash. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
Doogie Howser.
Oh.
Parenting. And we'll play a game.
Oh, I love games.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's hump day. And apparently all the rain's behind us.
Yeah.
Ignore all those radio predictions you might have heard somewhere else that say it could rain this weekend. Because it can't.
It was raining in my house when I woke up.
No.
Was it raining at your house?
It wasn't, but it was wet. So they said lingering showers, but the sky is just shocking blue. Right
Driving
now.
Into the city this morning, though, the city looked clean.
Beautiful.
Completely washed, like so nice.
The air seemed clear.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
So.
I know, isn't it so funny?
I'm with you.
There's a couple weeks a year where it is actually light on our way into work.
Mm-hmm.
It's bananas. When we got on the air at 5:45 this morning, it was... The sky was
wonderful.
Like just about daytime.
Yep.
I know, it's nuts. So enjoy your hump day. Don't worry, no more rain.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Organic Koo.
Oh, Organic
Eat like
Koo.
You care. Visit theorganickoo.com for delivery and catering options. The Organic Koo. I like the burrito. I like the chicken sandwich.
Mm. I like the tater tots.
The tots are excellent
Hot
as well.
Hot tots.
Can't go wrong with the organic coup.
I got a text last night from Alden, who was at, I think, SAP. And
he would have been
here?
At the...
Maybe it was...
It was in St. Louis, but they had a watch party.
Okay, so that's what he was doing.
He was at the watch party.
He was at the organic coup and showed me a picture of a sandwich. I'm like, oh my God, that looks so good.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, here's what's happening. So it looks like... We're going to get our Transbay Transit Center back any minute now.
Oh, when? Really?
You may remember they spent about $2.1 billion on this thing. And then
a zillion years
6 weeks after. Right. The roads around that thing were useless and nutted up for years. They finally open it. And 6 weeks later, they go, we see some really bad cracks in a place where there shouldn't be any. That's not good, right?
Right.
The Transbay Center, which stretches over 3 blocks, has been closed since September 25th when they saw the fractures in 2 critical support girders. This was 6 weeks after it opened. Repairs have been completed. Temporary supports have been removed. The opening's been put off because they want to triple check everything.
Right.
They brought in engineers to scour over thousands of design and construction drawings for weeks. They found no areas for concern. They're going to bring in, they're going to retrain the drivers to the bus drivers for the spot. They're just going to be as careful as possible.
I see.
But today they're in meetings, and tomorrow they're in meetings, and hopefully they'll set a date for the reopen here within the next month.
Mm. That'll be nice.
Love to see this.
Yes.
All that cleared up for the summertime.
Yay.
Yay.
We're holding out our hopes.
Being super smart, and I wouldn't know anything about it, but being super smart must be cool.
I agree.
Braxton Morrill is a 17-year-old that lives in southwest Kansas. This month, he's graduating from high school and Harvard at the same time.
How's he doing that?
Did he go online?
He skipped the fourth grade when he was younger and was still bored at school, so his parents enrolled him in some classes at a few local universities. When he was 11, they signed him up for classes through Harvard's Extension Program.
Oh.
So he could take classes online.
I see. Well.
So he graduated from high school this past Sunday, and he'll get his bachelor's degree from Harvard next Thursday.
Wow. And then what?
And then he'll go to law school.
Oh. Well, good for him. He'll be rich.
Well, or he'll do great things. And
sure, maybe.
Right.
Mean,
maybe he'll do great things for the world and not have any money.
Right. Or he'll be poor and do
he'll
good
be,
things.
We're
an environmental lawyer or something.
Exactly.
There's an artist out there going, that's me, my art, my art. It's genius. And I'm broke.
Struggling.
I'm so smart. I could have gone to Harvard, but I decided to paint.
Anyway, so that's the kid. Braxton Morrill.
Congratulations,
Morrill, whatever.
Braxton Morrill.
He's graduating from high school and Harvard in the
same damn time. At the same damn time.
Which leads me to my next story. In an effort to grow the next Braxton Morrill, parents are already working on their kids' careers by the time they're 5.5 years old.
Please stop doing that.
I know, dude.
Please stop it.
A new survey asked 2,000 parents what the ideal age is for kids to start preparing for their future career. And the average answer was 5.5.
Is that when they start kindergarten? Is that what they're trying to say?
I guess.
That is ridiculous.
56% of parents in the survey said they already have a career in mind for their kid. Over half of them are putting that in their kid's head already.
I think the thing you should put in your kid's head is you're a kid for a very short time. Freaking enjoy it.
Learn. And this is, I tell my kid this all the time and test her on it as well. What's your job? Learn and play. Those two things.
That's it. What else does a kid have to do?
I got everything else for you. Just learn and play. Oh, and be polite.
Sure.
And don't put your boogers on the couch.
That's part of learning.
Right.
Learn how to be a productive human.
You posted a picture the other day. Where were you guys walking? Maybe taking a walk. And she asked if you wanted to climb a tree.
So I'd taken her to the baseball field and was pitching to her because we're working on her batting. And I told you guys we'd been playing out in the.
It's great.
And so we finished batting and we're walking back to the car and she's a kid and it was awesome to see. She goes, "Hey, Dad, you want to climb that tree?" And I look up and we're walking back to the car and we're late for dinner
did
already.
Did it have some good branches?
It
to
did.
Get up there?
And I'm
All
like,
right.
"Yep, let's go." So of course we climb the tree and in the photo you might see I'm filthy. And she's fine.
I didn't even notice.
I got dirt all over the front of my shirt. But we're both happy as could be.
Yeah, very sweet.
Got to play.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Got to play. 75% of parents have decided their kids should end up in one of five fields. Science, technology, engineering, arts, or mathematics. I've said this before. If you live in the Bay Area and your kid is coming up and expects to live here, there's probably a good point in mentioning to them tech is probably a smart move if you want to stay here.
That doesn't mean you should push them
into it or be planning their life for them.
See what they like. I don't know. I feel like my job as a parent is to raise a happy, productive member of society.
Right.
Happy. Mm-hmm. Like to me, that's the thing I value most about my life is that I have real happiness. You guys are a big part of that, just so you know.
Aww. You make us happy as well.
Oh, thanks, you, Z. But it's, I just think that, you know, do we undervalue happiness in this society or something? Like, forget
these careers.
Because
we're so busy doing this, that. And
I know.
So hard for some people to make a doggone living. You're too busy going from one job to the next.
Yeah. 85% want their kids to learn how to code. And they think they should start coding by the age of 7.
Oh, fine. You know what? Raise your kid the way you want
to. That does come back to tech and Bay Area living. If you want to live here,
here's what you got to learn.
Tech world being the place, the way it's you get paid, you're probably better off going into that field somehow or another.
Right. That's
it's a bummer.
Yeah. Well,
but
not
you know,
my kids.
What's that?
They're not my kids. I can't. Right. It's like, you know, it's like you were saying. I don't know why I have anything to say about anybody else's kids but my own.
Your kid, though, is going to end up in tech, or at least is smart enough and has the skills that if he decides, well, my real passion is Icelandic, old ancient Icelandic languages, but I pay the bills with coding.
That is his passion. How
right.
did you know that?
Well, because you've told me. So, he'll code and he'll go do his 9 to 5, 9 to 9, actually, is about how that goes.
9 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Right.
His 24/7.
And then, you know, he can play
with
his Icelandic, ancient Icelandic languages in his downtime.
Yep.
On his vacation days. Let's play a game.
Oh, it's time to play a game. I can win $5. Woo. All right.
Researchers swabbed a bunch of different surfaces in New York City to see the amount of bacteria on them. So they swabbed coins, cash, credit cards, parking meters, public bathrooms, door handles. I'm going to ask you, which one's dirtier?
Of all of those?
I'll tell you. I'll give you a choice.
Okay.
Sarah, which thing is more filthy? A park bench or cash?
Cash. Really?
A park bench.
What's dirtier?
Is it poop or something?
It might be like dog pee, bird poop, food that's been spilled. People's butts.
Butt dust.
Okay.
Sarah,
how many do I have
these...
to get right? How many are there?
I don't know.
Okay, let's just play.
Right.
I don't care if I win.
I'll give you $5. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Thanks.
Wait, here.
No,
here's your buck back from the other
Thank
day.
Thank you.
Which is filthier, a parking meter or a subway pole?
I'll say subway pole.
A parking meter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man.
Boy, I have no idea.
I would have picked the same thing you did. Yeah.
Which is filthier, a public bathroom or coins?
Coins.
A public bathroom.
I'm with you.
Which is filthier?
Okay.
A McDonald's door handle or a credit card?
A credit card.
A McDonald's door handle was the number one dirtiest thing in the
really?
City of New York City.
Oh, my God. The number one dirtiest thing in New York City was a McDonald's door handle.
Mm-hmm.
5 for $5. Sarah, good job.
Yeah, I think
Give
I do win that
dollar back.
Yeah, take the dollar. I didn't get any of them. If I get any right, I get a dollar.
Man, the door handle thing is so weird. Yeah. I will try to dive through a sliver of open door that's closing up. Wow. Did it without touching it.
The only door handle I like in the real world that I regularly touch is that one when I have to open up the door.
And don't you also, maybe you don't, I'm pretty psycho about this stuff. As you're coming at a door, you look where most people would reach and try and hit it in a spot where they don't.
Higher, lower.
Never even thought about that.
What?
I'm not.
If I've got a paper towel in my hand, I'll hold on to the paper towel for a while because I'm sure I'm going through a door pretty soon, especially in the bathroom. And there's a little recycle bin right outside the bathroom.
And that's why it's there. I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
People were dropping their towels. Right
it used
there.
To not be there.
Yeah, you'd have to carry it back and put it in the trash in here.
Don't bone the customers, Sarah.
Oh,
Oh, darn it. Sorry, don't, listeners.
Don't bone the customers.
We have to stop boning the listeners. Mm-hmm. We can't do it. Vinny, don't do it anymore.
I can't stop.
Oh.
A correctional officer at a South Carolina prison became pregnant after having sex with an inmate, and she's in big trouble for it. You can't bone the customers?
Are they customers?
Aren't they?
I don't know. Do they count as customers?
She was arrested.
The courts are the customers.
On multiple charges after it was discovered she got pregnant after having sex with an inmate. They had a full-on relationship going.
How romantic. Star-crossed lovers.
29-year-old woman had been engaging in sexual relationship with an inmate over several months. I guess she wasn't using protection.
Guess not.
Because she's with baby now. Uh-oh. They say that the South Carolina Department of Corrections Police Services discovered the pregnancy based on information recovered from her cell phone, her Facebook account. So she was posting stuff.
About her love affair with the inmate?
She's been charged with...
the beginning of Raising Arizona starts? Like, doesn't he come in to get booked and she takes his picture and they...
Oh, with Holly Hunter. Under,
yeah, Holly Hunter, yeah, and Nick Cage.
I haven't seen that in...
I love that movie.
That was so funny.
20 years.
Yeah.
Such a good movie.
Anyway, now the CEO is behind bars.
Well.
And pregnant.
That doesn't seem good. They'll let her out to have the baby, right?
I don't know. I mean, that's...
And take the baby away.
The thing is, she's boning the jailbirds. It's like, you know,
right.
Look, that guy, of course he told you anything.
He wants to get ladies.
He's in
jail.
Inmate,
right. Don't trust the inmates.
He loves you. Yeah, of course he does.
How's he going to pay child support?
We are.
Oh, that works out.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fast facts, 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 facts.
The guy who created the baby on board signs made millions from them.
Did he?
And didn't have any kids. No kids. Oh. Zero kids. Not a guy with kids. But made millions on the baby on board sign.
Everybody had them. I guess they still do.
The most dangerous job in America is...
Isn't those crab fishermen people?
The president of the United States.
Oh, that's the most dangerous job?
9% of them have been killed while they had the job.
Oh, right.
That's out of 45.
On, right.
The next highest death rate is loggers.
Mm. Loggers.
Mm-hmm.
Trees. And chainsaws. They snag on something, break, and just whip around your neck.
Oh, speaking of, did you ever get your tree removed?
Got a couple bids yesterday. I don't know what the deal is.
It's not gone yet.
Nope. Huh. Still there.
You playing on it?
No. Nope.
No fun to be had on the broken down tree.
One looked at it again yesterday. It's still there. Uh-oh.
Expedia.
Yes.
Travelocity.
Yeah.
Orbitz. Mm-hmm. Hotwire. Mm. And Hotels.com. Are all owned by the same company.
They are.
They're
really?
All the same dang company.
Cool. Oh, my God.
Expedia, Inc. owns Expedia, Travelocity, Orbitz, Hotwire, and Hotels.com.
So try them all. See which one gives you the best deal.
I thought they were competitors. That's they're competing in prices.
Well, they were. And then the company probably
bought
went,
them
buy
up.
Them. Buy them.
Yeah.
Buy them.
Mm-hmm.
They bought the competition, and now they own it all. The whole market.
Well, ain't that the way.
How do you like that?
I know.
Oh, our text number is 800-400-3697. We love your text, but we do not want you to text and drive.
Don't do it, please. Thank you very much.
Does Sarah mean downtown, Abby?
No, I mean Downton. I think they're making a joke about you.
You're not the only one excited about Downtown Abbey movie, Sarah. Can't wait to see it.
I know. I'm so excited.
I care, Sarah.
Yay. Thanks for caring. Downton Abbey. I think September 20th is the date I said.
Teacher writes in from 707. My third graders won't stop singing Old Town Road. They love it.
Huh. It's a big hit.
Don't know if this is true, but I had read that Coke changed their formula because they kept losing to Pepsi in taste tests because Pepsi is sweeter. The first sip does taste better, but the entire can is too sweet and leaves an aftertaste, which Coke did not realize. However, like Sarah said, the error worked out great for everyone. I think that's, in my opinion, and it's, I have nothing to base this on, you're giving them way too much credit. Like, we have this idea that corporations are genius,
yeah,
and I just don't give them that much credit.
Yeah, I don't believe that they could have ever done that without it being a plan. But that's, you know.
I think that they shifted nicely.
Yeah.
That, you know, I mean, what if they'd stuck some guy on there, stuck to his guns? No! You're going to have new Coke and you're going to like it. Like, that would have been the end of that.
Well, nobody liked it, right?
Right, but I'm saying, I mean,
although they do say that it sold because everyone was tasting it, everyone was testing it, they sold a ton of it. And then
didn't.
And then it petered out and they went, oh, look, classic Coke, you guys. Oh, my God. Everyone can buy the brand new cans.
Yay.
Oh. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with some things that are happening locally that are pretty interesting. And then I guess I'll get to the Game of Thrones stuff because that seems inescapable. After this week, though, we're done, right? No more Game of Thrones after that?
That seems to be up to you.
Sure.
Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.